too in a few weeks.
Oh, same. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
It'll be good.
What's up, Steve?
And I'll let you and Steve chat.
Awesome. Great to see you, Elise.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's awesome. What's up? She's awesome. Your whole team is just, I just want to say thank you. Like, everyone has been so wonderful to work with. And I'm a big believer when you see people doing great work to be like, you're doing great work. So thanks for...
It's been a long few weeks, actually.
Oh, I'm sure it's been a long few weeks. Absolutely.
But, you know, I think people can say what they want to say. And I don't know if you're watching the media at all.
No, I have been. I don't know what's going on. No one's spoken to me about it. So I just know I don't know what happened on that set. But I know the media can turn really, really bad and negative. And I just rejoined TikTok for the film. And I was texting Rain. I was like, I rejoined it. It scares me, but I'm doing it. And just seeing how fast stuff blows up there, too, is really tough. Really tough.
Well, I don't think you're going to have any issues with this film.
No, Steve, when I tell you our cast and just the response from people, just from the trailer, like, and this is why I want to give major kudos to Ashmi, who's kicking ass at marketing. I like emailed way back. I emailed, she helped me out so much early on in our relationship with Blue Fox, and she was able to make a graphic for me with our awards, because I was going to be featured in the newspaper to like hype our film festivals and everything. And she created that herself, and I legit and like was there with all the answers, there to help, there to push. And when I like basically emailed, I think it was Jamie, Andrew, and Ryan being like, please give her either a raise or a promotion or both, because this is someone who, like, I worked in advertising for a long time, and when you see someone who's good at what they do, oh man, she's been a real dream.
And plays easy to work with.
Huh? Oh yeah.
At the theater, so no problems there.
Clay's been great. Absolutely. I'm excited to see the space.
The Ends With Us drama is simply that. It's a drama. I'm done with it.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's gonna happen when it's gonna happen. You know, whatever's gonna happen, whatever people wanna think, they're gonna think. I was worried about it at one point, and now I just now I'm just going to let the chips fall where they may.
Honestly.
If it likes us, great. If they don't, they don't. We are who we are.
I think it's really tough, too, when it's something you've been really excited about, right? I think that makes it hurt even more when it almost eclipses the work and the message and all of that. And it's really painful to see.
The time we released, we were not excited about it. We just wanted to get done with it.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm sure.
Way before all the stuff.
No, I'm sure.
This is too tough. Let's get through it. Let's hopefully it's not too bad. And it's turned out very well. We've made a lot of money.
I was going to say, it's been very successful, and I love the No More partnership. I think that's awesome and important. And, like, you know, looking at that side of doing that work and focusing on that and focusing on centering a story of, you know, domestic violence that is so common for so many people in the U.S. and around the world. So I was really glad to see it resonate around the world, too, because it's very much not an American issue.
No, it's a worldwide issue. So, yeah, we did our best to try and keep it centered on that. We didn't succeed, but that's okay. The public said, please center on us.
There you go. I know. It's tough. It's tough with that side of... I've been very grateful to have... be able to be in the room because it's my production company and because I own the IP. I've been very lucky to be able to have my voice have weight. And since it is, even though for me it's a huge movie and thank you for funding it, like looking at that, right, of having people who respect the work that's already been done and are aligned with the impact, right, of really being like, we, instead of like creating a fashion line, what we're going to be doing, I'm so excited.
Creating a fashion line.
Not for this. What we're going to be doing for the social...
I mean, if you did create a fashion line...
Oh, no. It will be great. But for now, for, like, social, we're going to be amplifying the work of everyone who's already doing inclusive fashion, accessible fashion, to drive people to their stores, to drive people to their accounts. So, like, that's what we're going to be doing for the lead-up. Because I got to meet so many people in this process, Steve, who are the Lenores, right? They are doing this work, especially both in the plus size space, but also the accessible fashion space, including like disabled designers who are creating what they wish they had. So that is what I'm so psyched about, and just continuing to build our community in that way. But yeah, and we're making, I'm leading merch. So I'll send you merch when it comes out, which I'm so excited about. And yeah, it's just, it's really fun. We're working with this great designer, illustrator who did, I don't know if you ever saw it, the illustration of the five girls before the casting call. I basically had no ability to make a composite to show what our cast would look like because this kind of representation had not been seen in films. And so I basically had her draw me an illustration of the five characters, and we used that until we had stills from set. Like, it's incredible. So she is creating all these like fun quote graphics, and then we split, it's a 60-40 with Wayfair and P&G on profits. So I'm super psyched. And so we're going to be creating that. I think we got the okay to use. We're going to be making the Empire Waste t-shirts from the movie, which I'm so excited about. And getting our designers from that involved, which I'm so psyched. So that is fun. But for now, for this first line, it's really pushing people to see the work that's already being done out there, because a lot of them have their own communities too, and using this as a way to amplify. Ditto other female writer directors, right? There are a lot of people out there that aren't going to have our commercial.
Well, you know, female-centric films will never succeed, so I don't know.
LOL, oh my God, Barbie baby.
and it ends with us.
And right?
Exactly. They dissed it.
Oh, no, it's always.
Like, Lively Mess. It ends with us. I was talking to people. I talked to some people at the Numbers,
yeah,
like a couple months ago at CinemaCon, and maybe 3 months ago, and they said this is going to do 40 million domestically. You know, women, of course, like, you know, women are not expected to, like, women are like the ones who drive so many things. Of course, a female centric movie is going to do well. Like, that's crazy.
Honestly, and what drives me bananas, ditto, I mentor a lot of creators, especially writers of color and directors of color. And what drives us bananas is that if you look at the box office, if you look at a lot of the big sales leading up for the first part of the summer, majority of your audiences were Black and Latino, right? Yet the majority of stories we're seeing on screen are not reflecting them and their stories and their experiences. So you have this incredible juggernaut of the economy willing to go to the box office, yet they're not taken seriously or worthy enough to be have project backs to be seen on screen. So it's just, it's really undermining the power of different groups, like breaking it down into financials, right? And undermining the power of word of mouth from women, undermining the power of word of mouth of communities of color, right? Of saying, this has our seal of approval. We all have to show up and show out for this person, right? It's incredible. So it's just this, it's really frustrating. And one of the reasons I held on to the IP was I wanted, with my other projects, to be able to fund, similar to me, like voices that are not seeing themselves, people not seeing themselves represented on screen, just for development, right? Just to be like, set aside time to do these live readings, set aside time to meet your audience where they are and develop it, because you are worthy of doing it. Because that for me, and yeah.
If you look at Hollywood, like the top, so It Ends With Us is now, I think, the 11th highest grossing film. It's going to be 10 pretty soon.
I'm so excited for you.
But it's the every film in front of it is a rerun.
Yeah, right? Right? The best feedback we've been getting, in addition to people seeing themselves represented on screen, has been, oh my God, it's not a remake or a sequel. And I'm like, and then take it from, like, I'm part of these amazing filmmaker communities, and I'm sure you have them too in Chicago, of just people creating incredible original work who they're not seen as being valuable because it doesn't have an IP, or it doesn't have, you know, hasn't been proven that it works before. So you look at it and it's like the industry can be incredibly uncreative for being a creative industry. And it's one of the reasons why, like, I encourage people to meet your audience first. Like, prove that. Because our movie resonated with people from 14 to 84. Across, like, and that was, for me, in addition to the creative, and this is why I teach it. I teach the creative, but I also teach the business. I'm like, prove why you are worth an investment. And, like, be comfortable talking about that.
I think it would go lower than 14. I think.
Oh, no, that was just the script. The movie went down to 8. Yeah. The movie went down to 8 and beyond. And like that for us, our, I don't know if I told you this, our editor, Aziza, her, she has a, now her daughter's, God, eight, seven. She was 5 years old when we were editing, and she, we edited on Zoom for most of it. And she would love watching the movie. She still quotes the movie, but there's one part where Kayla goes, "It's me, bitches," during like a photo shoot. And Aziza would jump in front of her and go, "Ah!" So she wouldn't hear the word and start saying it over and over. It's the best. But the best part was when we moved to from remote to our edit bay, as Satya drew all these adorable dresses that we covered our whole, all our walls in the edit bay. And she would come to visit us, and like, you know, she was five. And I had a designer who I met who's an amazing, Melissa Mercedes, who I'm going to ask to do some work for us for screenings. Like, she brought her 16-year-old daughter and her 8-year-old son. And it was so cool because Marissa, she's crying. She's crying from the emotional side of being a mom, being a woman who's plus size. Her daughter turns to me and goes, "I'm going to force everyone I know to see this." Like, it was so earnest. And then her son goes, "I liked when the dad put his hand in peanut butter." Like, it was just so rad, right? Because it hits everybody, and it hits everyone.
Oh, it's an original movie, which we don't have. Like I said, Ezra, which we made, was an original movie,
which I loved.
But we just have to get, we have to get more people out. So let's see what happens. You know, we'll put it out there. We'll. I'm sure we'll have a good run here in Island Park, at least decent.
Oh, I can't wait! I can't wait.
No, we'll see. And the bottom line is that the victory is getting it out.
Honestly, right? And the fact that we're going to be in theaters, we're going to be on Friday, we're going to be, our trailer's going to be in theaters, which for me and Crystal, I like stopped our meeting with Blue Fox and I was like, "Sorry, I'm just going to scream real quick. That is so cool." And the fact we had like 1 million views on Twitter, we had like just an incredible response, and all these people, Steve, who inspired me to get into this work, who have incredible followings, are now following and reaching out to me and asking if I'll talk about it. I'm like, your book shaped how I, you know, your social movement shaped how I see the world. Like, and you know, so that in particular, like the word of mouth campaign, as well as the paid we're going to be putting behind this. I know we got, I think, 150K promised from P&G, which is going to make a big difference. But for the education curriculum, the conversation we had with Debbie is fantastic, because a lot of what we're doing for Crystal and I are doing is really like word of mouth, spreading everything to people who will really be able to amplify the education curriculum too. So that way we can keep the money focused on promoting the film and getting, you know, butts in seats for theaters, and then us amplify our network, which is really fun.
Amazing. Well, we'll do our best to.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. But I also know, coming off the It Ends With Us, Steph, I just want to say I see you, and it is exhausting. It's exhausting. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Jamie was the most exhausted.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure the go between with Sony, right?
He was the go between. He was the one who was taking the brunt of the hits, because you didn't see the brunt of the hits, like the slam jobs on us.
No,
because nobody saw it.
Right.
Jamie was stopping it. So Jamie was stopping the worst of the worst. Oh. There was a point where they were trying to slam the Baha'i Faith. He got that done and out. So, you know, basically...
Was it Sony or was it public? Yikes. That's icky.
Oh, they went after everything we had. Luckily, I was out of it. So, like, I'm glad. Nobody had mentioned me. And I'm glad. That's because I'm a nobody. I'm like... I'm nobody. You know,
we know who
nobody,
you are.
Yeah, but
it's kind
knows.
Of a blessing. Let me tell you, it's kind of a blessing.
I know. Well, that's right. No, there's all these things that, you know, well, because Blake and Ryan paid for the movie. I'm like, really? Really? Send me a check.
Every time I've seen that, or some of the comments I see, or on the flip, they'll say that Blake sold her cut back to, and I was like, that's not how it works. You own the footage. Like, that's not how it, and people will say it so confidently. And they'll be like, yeah, because they bankrolled the movie. And I'm like, that's not how it works.
Right. But we just sit there quietly and let them think what they want. And, you know, ultimately we're not going to, you know, but Blake and Ryan are billionaires. I don't think they are, actually.
No. And even if then, like, everyone has a stake in everything, it's just, it's a lot. And, yeah, I think it was just fanning the flames and people I saw this great, okay, so I started following this great TikToker who is a PR expert, and she specifically talked about how August is, like, the worst thing for something to happen because people blow it up because it's, like, very quiet. And so, like, looking at that, she's fascinating. But she basically is, like, a lot of the biggest dramas have happened in August when people are, like, out of office at these publisher, at these, like, publications, and people just kind of run rampant because it's still summer and just blow everything up. But no matter what, it just sucks to, I'm sending all the love. I'm sorry. It's been so exhausting. And yeah, I'm hoping this is a positive boost.
I just talked to Jamie. He's going on vacation for 2 weeks. So I'm hoping that nothing gets too hard while he's on vacation.
There you go. Good. Good.
So hopefully he needs a 2 week vacation. He's been working around the clock.
Yikes.
He and Justin and their families are going on vacation.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, so what can I do when you're in Chicago?
Oh my God, who knows? I mean, I'm just excited to see you. I'm excited to meet the Humanity Rising kids, seriously. Like, very, because this is what Crystal and I love doing, and so do Mia and Mima. But no, I think looking at that, talking to students always makes us really happy. I know I'm going to try to find a photographer to do, like, a little photo shoot with me, Mima, and Mia, since we're all going to be together all glammed up. So I'll keep you tuned in on that, because I'd love for you to be in on that too. But yeah, no, I think for us, we're just excited to reunite. And I think Blue Fox is working with Humanity Rising to get some, like, press involved and stuff like that. But yeah, but you let me know.
That's good. I think press... Blue Fox is going to do the press, is that correct?
Blue Fox, yes. So they have their PR person who's pushing, and then I connected him with Debbie, because, oh man, she's on top of it. She sent me, like, 3 emails the next day being like, here are 8 different things we can do. I'm like, all right, hell yeah. So I connected her to all the people to help out. So she's going to connect us to Alicia Gupta, who's at NBC, who's a partner who featured Humanity Rising. And then I also have some folks in Chicago that I'm reaching out to who are writers on the ground and great folks that could potentially amplify our work too, which is the best. But yeah, yeah.
We'll work with our community and try to get our community out there. I think we'll probably push our community more on the
30th. Makes sense. Well, you let me know. Honestly, Steve, this is a collab. So, like, you let me know if you want me to spread the word with our... I wanted to make sure you guys get priority for filling the space. But also, no. If you want me to push our Wellesley community, you got it.
Push it all. I'd rather be turning people away.
You got it.
So, unless our theater is full every night, you guys, which is not, you guys can push all you want.
Awesome.
We rarely fill the theater.
Yeah.
So
this is what, 198, right?
199.
Oh, that's exciting.
Worst case scenario, we're turning people away at the door. Yeah. That's
cool.
Great.
Cool. I know we have, because we have our, so my, we call it the Wellesley Mafia. I went to Wellesley College, and when I tell you they are the mafia, who is, like, a huge reason why I got the movie made in the first place, because I did that, like, nationwide script tour. And they were the ones that were, like, amplifying when I would be in different cities, that were, like, putting me up, that were calling in favors, that were hosting me for the events and stuff. And so they're all over the country, and we're going to be doing, I don't know if I told you this, we're doing a nationwide, or a Wellesley Worldwide Watch Party for opening weekend. We're basically, I just sent it out yesterday to all the different, there are 80 different alumni clubs around the world. So we sent it out specifically for the U.S. and Canada. To do opening weekend, to go together with their organization, do group tickets, and, like, post about it. And then Wellesley College is going to be posting about it, and they're going to encourage all their students to go opening weekend too, because we should be in Framingham in Massachusetts. So, like, it's really exciting, but we have a very active Chicago club. So I will share it with them.
I'll share it with them. Invite them, all their families, their friends.
Oh, They'll love it. No, absolutely. So, no, we'll team up on that. I always want to make sure, that's what Debbie was saying to you. I was like, I want to make sure, you know, we have space for Humanity Rising students. But if you want me to fill that place up, we will fill it up. And Crystal has space too.
Fill it up. Yeah. And then we have another showing on the 30th. Awesome. Our people are on the 29th.
Awesome.
With rain. So they can go to the rain showing. And if they don't want to go to the rain showing, if they can't make that, there's a showing on the 30th.
I love it. And I'm so glad he's coming down there for opening night. When I tell you, he has been... he really had my back during filming. I can't tell you how...
I'm sorry, the 29th is when, the 27th.
27th, yeah. But, like, he really had my back during filming, because this was my first feature, and he just really, he would always, when he had a thought, he'd go, you don't have to take this. I was like, Rain, I'm going to take your thought. It's going to be great. But he really, you know, I was so grateful to work with him, and just the way he approached the actors, and he still does, of being like, I'm an equal, like, I'm Rain, hello. Like, that for me, for all of them, made them feel really seen and safe.
They must have been, like, so, like, starstruck to be working with Rain Wilson.
They were, but he, like, from the first time we talked on the phone, he's like, I don't want them to feel intimidated by me. Like, that was, and I relayed that to the team. I was like, Rain wants you to know. And he walked the walk when he got there. He, like, shook everyone's hand, including the extras who had no lines and, like, no names in the movie. And he's like, I'm Rain. It's so nice to meet you. Let's have fun. And, like, when I tell you, because that was, like, the vibe we were really cultivating on this set of making sure people felt safe. And he, wow, what a gift. What a gift.
The irony is Justin is just like that. And like, you hear things from the end, and it ends with us set. So you hear two different sets. It's like, wait a second, which set was it? Was it the set that Brandon Sklenar talked about where it was amazing?
Yeah.
Or was it the set that Brandon Sklenar talked about?
Honestly, it's just, it's so tricky. Especially, I don't know. Because, I wasn't there, so I don't know what it was like.
I was.
You were there. Was it bad?
No.
Oh, God.
Justin never has a bad set. Yes, it was the worst set he's ever been on, but no, it wasn't bad. I was there on set. It was, you know, Justin is really kind and loving, and he's like, Rain, so you imagine Rain's running a set. It's just, it's a Baha'i set. It's never going to be like that. No, it was just, everything was made up. It was manufactured. Oh. And it was manufactured on purpose in order to take Justin down.
It sucks. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry because I know the intentions of making the movie were with such a purpose. I'm sorry to have this going on. I'm
the
hoping
good news is it didn't take Justin down.
No, I'm hoping it's winding down. Fingers crossed.
I think it's going well. Hollywood's still got a hold of it.
Yeah, that's because it's quiet. Again, August, man, August. I'll send you this video from this TikToker. I love her. She is just, like, she is a pro. I think she's in her, like, 50s. And she, like, breaks it down to, like, educate people to also make them better consumers of being, like, hey, is what you're reading true? Or, you know, what is a source? Like, who could it be? You know, like, breaking it down to everything to make people more informed readers too. Because, yeah, when I saw everything blowing up, I was just like, oh, Jesus. Like, it just... And I was actually in Chicago for a wedding, for a friend's wedding that weekend, and I was just like, had rejoined TikTok to like share the trailer, and then I was like, oh my God, what's going on? But yeah.
Yeah, I've read more of that. I've never was on TikTok before. I've read enough. But,
right.
You know, seems like TikTok, Instagram are pretty pro-Justin.
Yeah.
There's Reddit is a little bit more even, but Reddit just seems mean-spirited.
Reddit can be, like, very weird. I've been on some pages that are like, so like for plus size fashion and stuff, it's very supportive. But I think it's also, there are different corners of it where people go just to be like terrible.
Yeah.
Reddit freaks me out. Reddit freaks me out.
Oh, they're both assholes. Yeah. Or whatever.
No, Reddit freaks me out.
You have no idea what you're talking
that's
about.
That's the thing.
You haven't read anything. You haven't watched anything. You're just trying to be mean.
Yeah. And like, that's the thing. We're also, there's a big push right now about parasocial relationships. Like, I don't know if you know the singer Chapel Roan. She just blew up this year. She was like an indie artist, I want to say like 6 months ago, and like completely blew up. And she actually came out this week or last week on a podcast talking about that it's not okay to stalk people because they're famous. Like, it's not okay. Like, you don't know me. And like, it was very honestly brave because people are like, well, you know, I made you. And she's like, no, like, I don't owe you anything, and my family's in danger right now, and people keep trying to touch me and keep trying, you know, and like putting up that kind of boundary to be like, we don't know each other, but people form these parasocial relationships, right? Of where they're like, oh, I know you, I've known everything you've ever made. And I, you know, they attach their hopes and dreams to a person who's human, who they've never met or like haven't worked with, or, you know, it can just be really scary. It can be super scary. I don't know. But I'm sorry it's been so... Are you able to take a vacation soon, Steve? Do you get to rest your brain?
No, but mine isn't so bad. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Jamie, one working till 11 o'clock at night. I just checked in occasionally. There was a week that was long for me when we thought we were going to have to go into court.
Oh, God.
I still don't know that we won't have to go into court. Sure. I just know that for right now, it seems like detente. And then if they persist and they push to the limits, then we'll go to court. And then it's all on me. Then I'll be working harder than Jamie did because I'm going to...
It's going to be protecting the studio, right?
I will protect the studio like Israel protected itself from Hamas.
Mm.
There were 39,000 dead bodies. There will be 2 dead bodies when I'm done, minimum. And so, not dead, but you know, dead to me. You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
So that kind of dead, but dead to a lot of people. If they ever get me to that point, then I'll make it worth their while because I'm going to spend a lot of money to make sure the studio is protected.
Oh,
but I don't think we'll go there.
Yeah, I hope not. As someone who
hopes, that's not the world I want to live in.
No, I hope it goes away. I just hope it goes away, or that people lose interest or realize it's harming everyone's career.
Yeah, I think that we'll just probably for years.
Yeah.
This is not going to go away. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah.
We'll have to be defensive for years because there'll be stuff coming at us. I will be defensive for years. So
yeah.
If they ever cross the line, ever, then I will go after them.
Yeah.
And Jamie at one point called me up and said, I think we're going to need you.
Yeah.
And we have lawyers ready to go. We have our press people, our PR people working.
Glad.
We haven't had to engage the lawyers much yet.
That's good. That's a good sign.
Nothing's really hit our studio. You know, like it's never, like basically people love Justin and they still love Justin.
Yeah, that's good.
And if you meet Justin, how could you not love Justin?
I know. But yeah, I'm just glad that I'm just sending all the good energy. I hope it stays safe. I hope it stays safe. It's tough.
You know what? Just, you were lucky you had a production like that. Almost all of our production is, almost all of our productions are like that.
I'm glad. Ooh, I also heard, wait, just total tangent ADHD. I heard the Hurricanes got their trailer premiered on NBC this morning.
Really?
Yeah, they got their premiere on NBC, which is so, they talked about it in our meeting on Tuesday. I'm so excited to see this doc. I'm so, 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 so excited. It's like right up my alley. I'm so psyched.
That is, yeah, the Hurricanes is very good. Yeah, we've been involved with some really cool stuff.
And
we've got other films by other people we're playing.
Yeah.
We're playing a film about disabled people called Daruma. Ooh. We have a film that's coming out. We have Sugarcane, which is playing now. And then we have, hang on. I'm trying to think of the name of the next film. Bull Street.
Cool. I was going to ask, have you always wanted to open a movie theater, or is it something that's been percolating in your brain, or was it just, because I love, a dear friend of mine, I thought of you, a dear friend of mine who's like, she's a product manager and she's a phenomenal filmmaker as well on the side, but she's trying to switch careers and wants to open up a movie theater. So I'm loving talking to people who run them to ask what made you get into it, and also any advice you have for them I can pass along.
What is her job right now?
Product manager at Warby Parker. She's a genius. She keeps everything moving. And she's based in New York. She really wants to move to Barcelona. She lived in, I think, France for years, right out of college or right after high school. And we met in a theater festival we were both in. And she is just one of those people who's brilliant, but also supports the hell out of other creators. And I just love being her friend. But she loves, loves, loves movies. Basically, movies are how she gets through tough times at work. She'll, like, double up on her movie going during the week and, like, wants to share that with people.
Here's what I would say. People aren't going to movies. It's been a challenge for me. I've lost a lot of money.
Ugh, yeah.
Having said that, it's also, I don't think movie theaters are completely going away.
No, not at all.
I think the renaissance will come, but you have to have an angle at it.
Yeah, right.
Does she have the money to withstand some bad times?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
So I wouldn't do it unless she had a little extra money.
I know. I think for her it's a dream in the future, but also like she wants to learn how to run one. But that's important to know. Same thing with, this is why I love, I'm like very close to my lawyer for this reason, where I like talking through stuff with her to be like, okay, what is the real meat and potatoes? Same thing with my accountant, right? Where I'm like, hey, how do I actually do this? Like, what's the paperwork? How much will it cost me to keep accounting going for this one project, right? And like stuff like that, of knowing the nitty gritty. But I feel like, is there any way I can support y'all for Wayfarer Theaters?
Just give us a shout out, give us a video. A video would be great.
Video?
Saying, hey, so work with Clay on that. A video would be great.
And we're going to be there. So, like, for us, especially creating that kind of a fun experience with, like, the catwalk. And just, Steve, thank you. We're so freaking excited to do the screening there. Like, and to have us be together for that is so exciting.
And you're going to love
I can't wait. I love a theater. Theaters make me feel, this is why my friend and I are friends. Like, theaters make us feel very safe and, like, we're about to explore a different universe. It's always the best.
A lot of theater is not a typical theater.
I love it. I love it.
You heard much about it?
Wait, no, I know that the point of it is to, wait, do you mean the actual space? Oh, wait, walk me through. No. I know about what you're offering, but I don't know about the space.
You walk in and there's a hologram of Justin and Jamie and Tara and me saying, welcome to Wayfair. And
oh my God, I'm obsessed.
And then there's, you walk upstairs. And actually, when you walk in, you're right, it says Flowers of One Garden Community, so community board.
Love
it. And you walk there's and it says oneness. Then there's a 9-pointed Baha'i star on the ceiling.
Cool.
The lobby's all been redone. There's a big screen in the back showing the movies we make, and there's a cafe. And then as you walk down the hallway, there's kind of cool carpeting and ceiling. And there's also a Lily Bloom's flower shop right now.
I love that. I know, I saw that from the screen from social. I did. I thought it looked very cool.
A sign that says, where there is love, nothing is too much trouble, and there's always time.
Love it.
At the end of the hall. So basically what I'm saying is that it's a Baha'i inspired open Baha'i inspired movie theater, but
which is like, beautiful.
Everyone knows, like, we will not play violent movies, we will not play horror movies, and so we've got just this ton of women empowered movies over
the next
few months.
Very cool. Well, I have a question. How far is DePaul from you?
Less than an hour, depending on traffic.
So I have a friend of mine who I met through the Blacklist, who is he's like a genius. He works with them for their feature lab, so he was my mentor for that. But he teaches at DePaul, so it could be a potential collab for them to show, like, their student films, to, like, do that kind of collaboration, or even, like, to turn it into, like, a film marathon for them to, like, learn from, or things like that, if they're an hour. But I could connect him with Clay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love the community stuff. So that's why I ask, how can I help?
I'm extremely connected.
Oh, I know you are. Yeah.
So.
But especially, I think that's been the coolest thing. And I know for me, like, the first time I got to see my movie on a big screen, like, was unreal. Like, unreal. Or even, like, going to film festivals and stuff and meeting other filmmakers is just always really fun and affirming. And I know, let me ask around. I'll ask around, especially in the Highland Park area. Who I know doing stuff. Because especially, like, for young kids of color to see stuff that they've shot on their frickin' iPhone, like, up on a big screen, like, it's so cool. It's so cool.
We've done that.
Yeah, I love it.
More of that.
I love it. Honestly, like, that side, and it's clear where your heart is, too. But it's tough with the business side of wanting to make sure you know everything. Of course, it's in the black, because that's our job.
I have a friend who might want to do that for me. I gotta talk to
him. Yeah.
Like, start doing classes for
honestly this. Like, when I tell you, like, this is, I teach and I always offer financial aid, because a lot of folks, just to, like, clear that barrier. But what is so fun about it is it's them starting to build their own community too. So it's like having a teacher, but for them to be able to text each other, support each other, and, like, start building that community early instead of feeling isolated. Like, my filmmaker community had my back so hard during this. Like, half of them were part of my director's cut early screening when I was, like, getting notes and things like that. And we support the hell out of each other. And like, forming that early as a young creator, I mean, no brainer. And making, especially since you have a cafe, making it a place to hang out and, like, bring your ideas. Something I had for an idea down the road was having, like, a little board of, like, looking for creatives, like, looking for a cinematographer, looking for a, you know, like, kind of a thing where you can hang out. So, like, even turning your cafe into that kind of a supportive space for filmmakers could be fun.
We've got a lot of work in front of us right now.
I know.
Anyway, I better run so I can have my break today.
Go have your break, and it was great talking to you, and I'm just sending all the love. I hope I do hope it calms down. I will say that.
It's going to calm down. It's already calmed down.
Good. I'm glad. All right, my friend. It was great to see you. Thanks for hanging out.
Just we will see each other in person in 1 month.
I'm so psyched. I'm so psyched. And I'll send you all the good stuff.
Well, I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting it out there. And I'm glad that I couldn't believe we weren't going to do anything.
I know. I was a little bummed, too. I know that, but also it's such a huge ensemble and it's such a small budget film. And, like, you know, Blue Fox is putting up a lot of cash to do a lot of this stuff, which I'm so grateful for. So for us, what I'm going to try to do between you and me, if we do a New York screening with Blue Fox, I'm going to see who they're flying out. And then I might fly out two other people from our, like, core cast so they can all just, like, reunite together and we could just celebrate and, like, go do karaoke or something just to celebrate. Yeah, it's just it's why we do it, right? Community's everything. Community's everything. But when I tell you how excited people are around the world, I am it's unreal. It's unreal.
That's wonderful. It's you know, it'd just be a sleeper hit then.
That would honestly, be really cool. That's what everyone's saying. It's very cool. I'm not getting...
It would be great. If we have another hit for Wayfair and we're going
to... No, right? And that's the thing. And this is a female-led project, right? Like, of really, like, all female department heads, like, everyone working on this project. I'm really centering, like, our casting team that did the nationwide casting call because the casting agencies didn't have people. They didn't have them. So, like, we're hoping with, especially... Blacklist is going to be really amplifying the development process and what we did. So, like, adding that to industry recognition is going to be huge. So I'm very excited. Very excited. So
I love this women's empowerment. You know, we have another, I think I told you, another first-time director we supported.
Yes. A woman named Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. I'm so excited for her. I'm so excited for her.
We're trying to get her first big break. Maybe people will hear of her.
I mean, but Scarlett Jo, who? I can't. I love it. No, but honestly, every time you're a first-time feature director, it's your first time being a feature director. It's tough. I love that.
She was so cool, calm, collected, and confident. And nice.
Which is what you want. And just professional, right? You want someone who's professional.
It's so interesting because you work with so many people and almost everybody's nice. And then there's Blake, who she's totally different than everyone else.
I'm sorry.
It's like, not to say anything bad about her, but different. Different.
There you go.
I think for the most part, most people see what we're doing, see we're nice, and they're nice back. Yeah. Even if they weren't perfectly nice. And I just think, you know, some people forgot to learn how to be nice.
The industry, I left it for a while, Steve. I left it for a while. There was a reason I was originally going to make this movie in my hometown. It's a tough, icky place. It can be a very icky place.
I think that there's a lot of good people out there. So what we're doing is we're figuring out who we want to work with, who we don't want to work with. And then we'll just work with them. And then it's there done. And anyway, have a wonderful day. I'll see you too.
I hope you enjoy your break. It was good to see you.
Tell all your friends.
I will. I'm going to send the invite out. Absolutely. And I just have them RSVP to Clay, right? I think.
Yes, perfect. Exactly.
Perfect. Awesome.
RSVP to Clay and Elise.
Awesome. You know,
she can help as well. Anyway, you can talk to Elise and Clay and ask who they want.
Perfect.
Who
wants I will.
I actually think that it's probably better having it go through Elise and her team, but ask them who they want it to go through.
I'll ask. Awesome. Thank you, Steve. I hope you have a good rest of your week.
You too.
Bye. I'll see
you.